Hard shell too.
Hard shell too.
You hold you up and stand up on and he can crawl off with you. Hey, that big some of them.
That's that big.
They used to load them down in Panama City, down in Florida. Panama City, I can remember when it wasn't no size at all myself. And there wasn't no town there worth anything. The boats, there was them people down there, they had to go 40 miles to get a doctor. And they loaded them boats with gophers. They got them out of them sand hills over down there. They got gophers and load them boats and they were taking to Cuba. For meat from them.
They grow that big.
They got them down on this lower place down in these boys. They got some gopher holes down there with some big old gophers.
Mm-hmm.
One field, especially back there on the edge of the field, there's five or six or seven or eight of them in there, them old big gophers.
I saw something crossing the road. He wasn't so bigger than that.
That was about one of these little old hard shell cruisers. He got a shell that'll raise up and down on the bottom and the front of him.
Pretty good arch to it.
Yeah.
And the center part of an egg
is yellow.
And the intestines of a hog you can eat.
Well, they call them the chitlins or guts. The chitlins, they call that. The small chitlins and the large ones.
The big guts.
And
this part of a man's body?
Breast.
And when you fish, you might use a flat-bottomed boat.
They use flat-bottom, or they use, most of them, they use this flat-bottom boat for fishing here.
Do you ever call that a batteau?
They have the batteau, I thought was shaped sharp-ended kind of, maybe at both ends. Some of them has them now at one end sharp. Kind of the boat they have. Nice. They call it a boat, but they call it a batteau too. That was at both ends. They have that mostly down on the coast. Some of these swift streams, they have a few of those, but not in here. We haven't got any of those streams right through here.
Mm-hmm. That's why I don't get the word batteau.
That's reason you don't get it through here.
And the covering for a pillow, put a pillow into a
pillowcase.
And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's a pretty wad of beads.
Yeah, they call it beads or something. And then they have a necklace too, or they call it beads. I don't know if they got beads.
Say a pretty pair of beads, a pretty string of beads.
Yeah, pretty string of beads.
Pretty string.
Yeah.
And if two men have a fight, and the one defeats the other one, knocks him down, you might say, well, that one man really fucked the other.
Really beat the other one up with his fist.
Do they ever say whop him?
Yeah, one says he sure whopped him.
And when, ordinarily you call this part of the leg what?
Thigh.
But in the old days, did men ever sit around like this and talk?
Yeah,
country store.
Squat down. I see them talk a lot. They do it yesterday morning. They care. I say, you sure that'll squat down and sit up here on a bench?
It's a hard way to do it. I say, yeah. They ever used to say that he's down on his hunkers?
Get down on your hunkers.
Hunkers. Yeah. And I think that's a hard way to sit myself.
I can't really squat. There's no squatting anymore for me. Was I used to be here.
What are some words that mean somebody who you might say he never wants to turn loose a penny? He's really...
really cheap, he probably call him. He's sure a cheap screw.
And in the old days, what are some of the words you used to use?
I don't remember too much about it. I didn't remember anybody talking about that. So that sure old close to him, man, you know, he don't turn loose a penny for nothing.
Mm-hmm. They call him stingy?
Yeah, stingy.